This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. China's parliament has approved new national security legislation for Hong Kong Thursday. Democracy activists in the city and Western countries fear it could erode its freedoms and jeopardize its role as a financial hub. China says the legislation will aim to tackle secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference in the city. The plan unveiled in Beijing last week triggered the first big protests in Hong Kong in months. Riot police were out in force in Hong Kong as its lawmakers debated another piece of legislation, a bill to criminalize disrespect of China's national anthem. Wednesday, police made 360 arrests as thousands took to the streets in anger over the anthem bill and the national security legislation proposed by China. Meanwhile, the United States piled on pressure aimed at preserving the city's autonomy. Japan's foreign ministry says it is seriously concerned about the move by China's parliament to go forward with the national security legislation. In a rare statement issued minutes after the security bill was approved, Japan also called Hong Kong an extremely important partner, underscoring close economic ties and people-to-people exchanges. 2.1 million workers applied for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week. The Labor Department said Thursday applications eased as some employers started to reopen businesses. In all, 40.7 million workers have now sought unemployment compensation since mid-March. That's nearly a quarter of the U.S. labor force of more than 164 million. You can read more about this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two of the U.S.'s three stock market indexes opened higher on Thursday. They were boosted by Boeing shares as the plane maker resumed production of its 757 MAX jets. Simmering tensions between the U.S. and China are keeping investors on edge. The NASDAQ Composite Index dropped at the opening bell. Cases of community transmission of the new coronavirus are growing in Africa, particularly in Ethiopia. The head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday a new strategy for testing is needed to prevent this. He said countries must increase public health measures like social distancing, mask wearing, and washing hands. He also said countries should modify the way they test their population, focusing on surveillance testing of those with flu-like symptoms. International tourism is set to fall by 70% this year, marking the sector's biggest slump since records began in the 1950s. That's according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization's Secretary General. He said this prediction for the coronavirus hit sector was based on the assumption that countries around the world will gradually start to open their borders starting in August. Businesses across the country surveyed by the Federal Reserve don't appear to share the Trump administration's optimism about a rapid economic recovery starting this summer. The Federal Reserve released a report Wednesday that draws on business contacts from the central bank's 12 regions and details the economic damage in April and May. President Trump has forecast some great numbers, as he calls it, in the final 3 months of the year and a strong recovery in 2021. Protests have erupted over the death of a black man in police custody in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The protests rocked the Midwestern city for the second straight night. One person was killed in what police were investigating as a homicide amidst the violence that included looting and setting fires. The protests began outside the police precinct in the part of the city where 46-year-old George Floyd died on Monday. Four Minneapolis officers were fired after video footage showed one of them kneeling on the handcuffed Floyd's neck until he became unresponsive. In the state of California, hundreds of people protesting Floyd's death blocked a Los Angeles freeway and shattered windows of California Highway Patrol cruisers on Wednesday. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order on social media companies on Thursday. We have that full story for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's